Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Monday edition of Q&A. Boy, it was shaping up as such a wonderful weekend. And then Archie Bradley came in. One more relief outing like that, and I'm going to ask my money back for my beard. Well, the good news is on today's Q&A, I'm going to chat with Kelly Baritza on new and exciting things happen with the OLLI, the Osher Lifelong Learning Center at Yavapai College. Then we'll chat with the Certified Geriatric Care Manager and Director of Community Relations at Home Care Assistance, Chris Knack. He is also giving a talk this week as part of our friend Debbie Stewart's Senior Care Connection. And then to close the show after our local and state news and weather, we'll have a chat with Trish Edwards about fun times coming this weekend to Yarnell Days. Hey, if you're looking for something to do this coming weekend, don't forget about Wait Until Dark, the Frederick Knott thriller, coming to PCA Stage 2 for its second out of three long weekends. Get your tickets online at pca-az.net or by calling 445-3286. They had at least two, possibly four sellouts this past weekend. They only seat, I think, 52 people for each performance. So don't wait. You may face a sellout again. So get your tickets for that while you can. Well, we have a packed show for you today. We're going to get right to Kelly and talk about OLLI in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live, you know where, in the words of the immortal Buzz Lightyear, to infinity and beyond on KQ&A.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
The Prescott Center for the Arts Stage 2 Theater presents Frederick Knott's thriller, Wait Until Dark. Set in Greenwich Village, Wait Until Dark follows the story of Susie Hendricks, who is recently blinded in an automobile accident. Susie becomes embroiled with a group of ruthless con men hatching an elaborate scam to reclaim a doll filled with heroin that her husband Sam unwittingly transported across the border. Wait Until Dark runs through May 19th. Tickets and information are available at pca-az.net.
At Norton's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty safes are made right here in the U.S. of A. and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Yeah. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Atrium Disposal, Prescott Dirt, You Pick It, Yavapai Bottle Gas, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Waters Garden Center, Primavera Online School, Affinity RV, Bradshaw Family Dental, The Office Cantina, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson, and National Bank of Arizona. D-backs visit the Tampa Bay Rays Monday at 4 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Load up the RV and hit the open road.
to the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at HICountryRVCenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 206, and poor Kelly Baritza. Every time she comes in, I have to battle how to pronounce her name. It's Baritza, like Ritz crackers, right?
Yes.
And then once we conquer that, we have to go with Ollie, which stands for either Osher or Osher, and we're not real sure about that, are we? But it's the we'll go with Osher, Osher.
Sounds good.
Okay, we'll go with that. The Lifelong Learning Academy, which has been taking place for years now, many years, at Yavapai College. Right, Kelly?
Correct. 25, to be exact.
25 years. My goodness. You know, that is such a fun learning experience because, first of all, you're not pushing for college credit, right?
Correct.
You're not pushing for grades. You're going there to increase, to open up your mind, to expand your horizons, to catch up on things you've always wanted to learn about. Tell us what Ollie is all about besides that.
Well, the name, the Ollie, is Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. So the whole idea of
center, yeah.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
The whole idea of lifelong learning is exactly what you're talking about, DJ. Mm-hmm. Is when you're working, you didn't have a chance to see a lot of stuff that you might have been interested in, but now with the Ollie program, you have that chance.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've taken advantage of certain programs like that just in the last year. There's a program called The Great Courses that I've taken. It's a mail order program. I've gotten involved in screenwriting, appreciating great movies, and recently in engineering because I've always wondered how things work because I can never fix anything. How do these things operate? And I've got the CDs and the books and things like this. And when I'm retired, I'll probably start reading them someday. But you guys are able to provide the hands-on teaching and the mentoring and walk people through these things. Tell us how these classes go.
Well, first let me say that the classes or the information you're looking at, and you called it great.
Great courses.
Great courses. They use those at Ollie.
Do they really?
They have a complete library, so if you are interested in teaching a course with one of those topics, you can use that as your baseline.
Wow, how cool.
Yes, it is cool. So Ollie has about 250 different classes available over the course of 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
The classes, there's 5 sessions. Each session is 6 weeks. The classes are 2 hours long, and as you mentioned, go, don't go. There are no tests. There's no homework. So it is learning for learning's sake.
Mm-hmm. And you can probably look over these course offerings and find things you didn't even know you were interested in until you attended a class, right?
Absolutely. I just looked. Our new catalog just came out, and the session starts June 6th, so plenty of time to sign up for anyone that's interested. And I wrote down some of the classes, the titles. I thought it might be interesting.
Yeah.
It is all over the map. So we have Writing Memoirs, Priming the Pump, Game of Thrones, which I'm taking.
Oh, boy.
Walking, Not Hiking, which I'm a walker. I don't like unlevel surfaces, so that'll be something I'm doing. They have an Intro to Pickleball, Beginning Guitar, class called World War I, The War to End All Wars, The Beatles, Making of Abbey Road. We have every session a TED Talks class, which is excellent. We have tech topics, which are include everything from intro to Chromebook to cryptocurrency to intro to iPhones, so something everyone can use.
Mm-hmm.
We have the lighter side of death and dying. That's just a taste of what we have just this session.
Mm. Wow. You know, the tech stuff, I'm one of a lot of people, I assume, who pretty much taught myself computers, and I know for a fact there are several fundamental steps along the way I completely missed, which would have made things so much easier. And if I go back and learn an organized step-by-step way, I'll realize, oh, my gosh, if I had only known that. But it would take a structured format for me to learn that stuff and go back through it. You mentioned Game of Thrones, and you're involved in that, right?
Yes.
What I have not seen a single episode of it, but I know people just go berserk over it. What is the lure of Game of Thrones?
Well, they qualify it in the catalog because Game of Thrones is adult entertainment. Mm-hmm. There's nudity, there's swearing, there's adult situations.
Beheadings.
So, yes, exactly. A lot of violence. Mm-hmm. I've watched it from the beginning. I enjoy the plethora of characters, the plot development, good versus evil. So the class, Bill Maxwell has taught it, facilitated it, and we actually watch episodes and then discuss them afterwards. Mm-hmm. So I have found it delightful because it's nice talking to other people.
Yeah.
And sharing what you think versus what they think.
See, this is what I did 25 years ago at the TV series Twin Peaks.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go to gatherings of Twin Peaks fans. In fact, just last year, I went to the town where they filmed it.
Cool.
And saw some of the sights and stuff. And I wonder if Game of Thrones has picked up business at the Medieval Times restaurant.
I don't know about that, but I think Ireland and Croatia, where they
filmed, goodness,
increased
yeah.
their tourism.
Oh, I can only imagine. Because, you know, when you get a program with that kind of following, you almost want to see what it's all about,
yes.
just to be in the conversation.
Yeah.
But isn't it fun? Because I would imagine with these courses, because you're getting people who are taking it not because they have to get a degree, but they're interested. They yeah. want to learn, and you get people from the whole spectrum, don't you?
Yes, we do. We
yeah.
do.
All age groups, all backgrounds.
Yes, and as we've mentioned before, when my husband and I moved here 6 years ago, we didn't know a soul.
Mm-hmm.
The Ollie program, we have one of only four in the country that are affiliated with community colleges. The other 100 are affiliated with major universities mm-hmm. like ASU and UA. So when we moved here and found out they had an Ollie program, it was a fabulous opportunity to meet people.
Sure.
They've got a lot of socializing that goes on in and outside of class. So that has been invaluable for us.
And plus, here in northern Arizona, we skew a bit older.
Yes.
So that fits the demographic real well. And you're located at Yavapai College, correct?
Correct, which is nice because there's lots of parking and it's
mm-hmm.
free.
Yeah, very nice. How long are the sessions?
The sessions are 6 weeks long. So the one that's just starting will be from June 6th to July 18th.
Mm-hmm.
Let me mention, we also have things besides classes. We have field trips. So this session, we're having a field trip down to the Gamage to see Rent. We have a bus that picks you up at the college, drives you down. We have dinner. They take you to Gamage. We see the play. They pick you up and drive you back.
Mm-hmm.
It's fabulous. They're also going to the Skull Valley Lavender and Herb Farm. Herb Farm,
nice.
That's another one of those.
Sure. Yeah.
So they have, we went to see Hamilton, the Color Purple. So there's a lot of options, especially for people that don't want to drive down.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Have you ever seen Rent before?
I have not.
Oh.
It's fabulous.
Oh, it's because of Rent. I know how many minutes there are in a year. 525,600. Oh, well, I'm gonna cry if I go through it. What a wonderful show. Also, now, how much does Ollie cost?
Okay, so there are three options for Ollie. One is $165 for a calendar year.
Wow.
So if you start in February, it goes till February.
Mm-hmm.
The $165 allows you to take four classes in each of the five sessions.
Wow.
So that would be 20 classes. We also have for free some, they call it lunch and learns, where you can bring a lunch and they have a two-hour presentation mm-hmm. on a variety of different things. So, and the field trips, and they also have the special interest groups that are like bridge and painting and book club that are outside of Ollie, but with Ollie members. So for the $165, you get all of that stuff. Again, four classes per session. There's five sessions in a year, 20 classes.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, you can do a $65 membership and pay $30 per class.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're only in town for a short period of time, that might be a good fit. And the last option is a Try Me option, which is only $10. It just allows you to take one class, and the class is $30.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a chance to tip your toe in the water. But let me say, because of our 25th anniversary, on May 15th, we're having a
Taste of Ollie, which is meaning you get to experience some classes. It's free. It's open to the public. It is at the campus, Building 3, Room 119. It is from 2 to 4:30, and there are three or four classes. They're going to abbreviate them to 30 minutes, so you can give it a try and see what it's all about.
Sure.
I also want to emphasize the number. If you are interested in getting a catalog, or if you're interested in finding out more or even enrolling, it is, again, the phone number here is 928-717-7634. Again, 928-717-7634. And a second option is make it easy on yourself and Google Ollie, O-L-L-I, Prescott, and it will come up.
Don't Google O-L-L-I-E or you get Laurel and Hardy.
Exactly.
Yeah, don't do that. Oh, Kelly, it's always so much fun to talk to you about this because this really does make learning new things fun. And if you read the letters to the editor in the Daily Courier, you know a lot of people need to learn new things. Sorry, a little editorializing there. I had to do that. But no, it really is fun, especially learning things you always kind of wondered about. Because, you know, I mentioned before my thing with this engineering, because I would stand there at a construction site. I would look at this big hole in the ground, and then 6 months later, it's a skyscraper. And I go, how did they do that? And, you know, it's a combination, of course, of physics, engineering, and one heck of a lot of hard work. And I just go, who came up with these theories and these, you know, and these methods? How do you do that? How do you take steel and plastic and things and make it a running car? How do you make these things where you can make your car start, you know, remotely by pressing a button on a key fob? It just blows my mind that people come up with this stuff. And that's why I want to learn these things.
So, and also to that point is that if you come into Ollie with a skill set from a prior job or volunteer work that you would like to share, you are welcome to facilitate a class.
You were mentioning death and dying, I believe.
Yes.
I spent 5 years in the funeral and cemetery industry.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
And that was rather enlightening in a lot of ways, actually.
And I do volunteer work for the Area Agency on Aging for New to Medicare, and I teach a 2-hour class on Medicare.
Yeah.
So it's important. It's a peer-to-peer. So facilitating classes that you have an interest in is a big part of Ollie.
That would be very great. Thank you so much for coming on Q&A. Any final words for us?
Again, 928-717-7634 or Google Ollie, O-L-L-I, Prescott.
And that is Kelly Baritza. Thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to your next visit with us on Q&A. Stay tuned because we have Chris Knack in the bullpen. We're going to talk about anxiety and how that applies to aging. That's coming up next on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood and streaming live at KQ&A.com.
Get connected to your medical records with a WireMC Care Connect account. WireMC Care Connect gives you one-stop, secure access to your WireMC medical records on your smartphone, tablet, laptop, or desktop computer, anywhere you have an internet connection. If you've received care from WireMC or one of its many organizations, including WireMC Physician Care, you can establish an account. It's easy and it's free of charge. Quick and easy access to your medical records is important for anyone, including people with chronic conditions, parents of young children, frequent travelers, and folks who find themselves in a medical emergency. Learn more at wiremccareconnect.org. Tell your WireMC healthcare provider that you want to establish an account, or contact WireMC's Health Information Management Department.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:21. There's an important talk coming up as part of Debbie Stewart. That's our friend, our buddy Debbie Stewart's senior connection. It is about primarily about anxiety among seniors, right, Chris Knack?
Absolutely, that's the topic, yes.
And Chris, you have quite a background in this field. Your official title, I believe, is Director of Community Relations and Certified Geriatric Care Manager with Home Care Assistance, correct?
Yes, sir.
I have to ask you, what got you into that profession?
Well, I was trained as a counselor, and I've been in the helping profession for most of my life. I trained as a counselor, college for that. I moved up here, and I was actually opened a hospital and a psychiatric hospital, and we were doing really well, doing great, and this opportunity kind of looked at me, and I was excited. We're building a company. It was a fresh start, but I really fell in love with the idea that of cognitive therapeutics, or the idea that you can use the techniques that I was trained in to actually help with brain health, to help people function better, and to help seniors live more full lives. Mm-hmm. So I jumped at the opportunity. It was a great, great, great move.
Now, your talk at the Senior Connection be primarily about anxiety, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and how do we deal with that when it comes to elders?
Well, you know, the thing that I really focus on and the thing that we want to help people with is actually living. And so what I've encountered is that when people, especially seniors, have anxiety-provoking situations, they kind of move away from that. So I'm not going to go there, I'm not going to do this, or I'm not going to engage in this way because of that fear of the anxiety coming. And so it's really limiting. And when we get to a certain age, we want to use it or lose it. You know, we want to make sure we're emphasizing everything we can, getting out, doing things, and really living and enjoying our lives.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about home care assistance.
We provide non-medical care for people in their homes. So if they need help with simple things like housekeeping or making sure they're managing their household in general, dishes, vacuuming, cleaning, those kind of things, all the way up to really just being able to give people assistance in the bathroom, showering, pericare. It's really a full-spectrum service. So anything you can imagine needing help with, we assist with.
And how does anxiety impact seniors, and what are their primary fears that you've seen?
I see a lot of people afraid of going out. I recently just was with a family. They were looking for some help in the home, and I started talking with them, and I didn't realize the wife had an anxiety disorder. They haven't left the house in 2 years.
Oh, my.
They won't go out to eat. Their kids come up and visit, and they say, you know, hey, let's go eat, Mom and Dad. And they're like, no, no, no. Why don't you order in? And so really they have a beautiful residence, and they just – they don't ever leave. And so my idea with that is, you know, they're starting to experience some health issues. They need to walk more. They need to get out more, do things more. We also look at just the vitamins and nutrients and different things that they're not getting from their regular diet, eating a lot of, you know, microwave foods, things like that. So it really is to help them function better.
So what kinds of things, what kinds of reasons do they give you for not wanting to leave the house? Are they afraid of being caught maybe away from home, maybe getting lost, maybe in a traffic situation, social situations?
All of the above, really. And when we look at things, there's not being able to read the menu or not feeling comfortable with the amount of traffic on the weekends. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of families that don't go out on the weekends just because they're like, that's when the kids are driving. So they avoid those situations, and they're missing out on a lot of different opportunities, a lot of things that our town offers, activities, events. They're on the weekends. They're in the evenings. And that's when people aren't, they're not able to experience those.
You know, I used to years ago tell my partner that anywhere we would go, you know, this being a retirement mecca, so to speak, I used to joke that, well, once again, we're the youngest people here. That's not the case anymore. Now right. we're part of the prime age group here. So, you know, we can't use that joke anymore. But the thing is, we are such an active older community. People get out and about here, and it's great to see. And we see people of all age groups, well into their 60s, right. 70s, 80s, hiking, biking, you know, really involved in a lot of things. And it's lovely to see so many people not letting, you know, the age that we saw our parents pretty much staying at home and being sedentary. They're getting out and about, aren't they?
They really are. And we do have that kind of community. And with all the new research, we really understand, again, that use it or lose it concept.
Yeah, it really
People
is.
Are getting out more. I had an interview with a woman yesterday. She was 96 years old. She walks 2 miles a day. No
Isn't
cane, no walker. She asked me, she said, how old do you think I am? And I was like, 73, 74, maybe. Yeah. She was like, I'm 96 years old
and
proud of it. And that's the kind of thing that we want people to have is those kind of that smiling experience of, you know, like, I'm still living. Mm-hmm. I'm still here. You're not sitting in a recliner with watching Family Feud all day with mustard on your chin.
Yeah.
It's a different lifestyle. And that's really what we like. There's so much information out there that people can just, they have so much control. And mm-hmm. the age-related illness is a misnomer. That doesn't exist. There are no diseases that naturally occur with age.
You know, we used to hear the old thing, you don't get old because you quit playing, or you don't quit playing because you get old, you get old because you quit playing. How important is it to keep a childish and almost and fun spirit toward life as much as you can?
We just talked about that. I spoke at the Stroke Fair this past weekend, and that was a big component of
it. Oh, it's our friend Kieran Russell's event. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely, at Mountain Valley Regional Rehab.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about positive psychology.
Yeah.
And the tenets of that, of having an outlook on life, of being grateful for things, of recognizing the good in your life and not just focusing on what you can't do or what's limited or where your deficits are. If you look at deficits, you're going to get depressed.
You know, I've seen a lot of people who retire, and there are all sorts of potential pitfalls with retirement, of course. One thing I've noticed I hadn't seen before was that when you're in your working life, you're associating with people of all age groups, all backgrounds, things like this. Plus, there are demands on you every day that keep you invigorated. When you retire, you tend to fall back, and I realize I'm stereotyping here, but when you retire, you tend to fall back and stay with your own type for many years, and I've seen people fall back into just associating with their own type, and they kind of become calcified. Do you see that sometimes?
Absolutely.
Really?
And it's one of the biggest things that we encounter. Harvard has an excellent longitudinal study right now about social groups, and they talk about your social group in midlife as being a major determinant of lifespan.
Really?
So, yeah, absolutely. Being around people, being engaged, and being around younger people.
Uh-huh.
The biggest benefit that I see for people with families, grandkids. I throw that in sometimes. I'm like, you don't know how to work your phone? You can't figure out an app? Ask your grandkids.
Ask your grandkids.
Have them teach you.
Yeah.
And experience that give and take, because when we learn something new, there's nothing better for the brain.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're learning a musical instrument, a new language, or how to operate this newfangled phone you don't get.
Yeah.
It's brain power. And so, yeah, we need to engage. We need to be involved with people. And I've never seen an argument that said human beings weren't social creatures. So.
Well, and when you do something like that, you involve the grandkids too. And the grandkids feel valued, you know, by somebody two or three generations ahead.
Absolutely. And so many cultures rely on that. The Japanese culture, for example, really values their family and the interconnectivity of communities.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things I love about here is we really do have those strong communities.
Mm-hmm.
I go out to Las Fuentes where we're doing the speech next Thursday, and that's a really great community. People are smiling, they're happy, they're doing things, they're out of their rooms, and they're engaging each other.
Mm-hmm. So tell us when and where, once again, your talk is?
Absolutely, it's Thursday. I believe that's May 9th from 12 to 1. At Las Fuentes Resort Village. Now, that's over by the high school on Scott Drive.
Mm-hmm. Just off of Gurley Street, up a little, you off come off Gurley,
Montezuma.
You go uphill a little, Montezuma, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, Very good. So how can I help a loved one who has anxiety issues?
You know, the biggest part is support, being there for that person, mm-hmm. showing them that you care. One of the things that people don't understand about anxiety is they're like, well, just get over it. You know, it's not a big deal. Oh, you're having intrusive thoughts. Just think about something else. But that makes a person kind of feel like what they're going through is not being validated. So mm-hmm. being there for your person, that loved one, there's different things we can do in terms to show love and support or asking that person what they need. You know, if it's, it can be something as simple as holding someone's hand or just a touch on the back or just saying, I'm here for you mm-hmm. and you're going to be okay. And keep repeating that. You know, it's pretty powerful stuff.
You know, I said to Kelly, the guest before you, I used to work in the funeral cemetery industry. And one of the things I noticed among older people visiting the park, one of our frequent visitors was a man who was 90 years old. He had been married 66 years. And before he married his wife, they dated for 6 years.
Wow.
She was the only woman he ever knew. And I asked him one day, I said, Paul, what do you miss most about Maudie? And he'd say, you know, the toughest part is 3 or 4 times a day, I'll say, hey, Maudie, remember? And she's not there. And I wonder, you know, how tough it is when you outlive all of your loved ones and friends. Is that a source of anxiety as far as you can see?
It really can be, looking at your mortality and it mm-hmm. being in your face when you lose a loved one. Because you're a similar age to your
sure.
spouse, usually, within a few years anyway. But, yeah, it's something that you really have to think about, and it can be depressing. And that's why we try and focus on life and mm-hmm. living and being in a place, because you never know when, you know, for lack of a better phrase, when your candle's going to go out.
Sure.
You have to enjoy every moment, live every day. There can't be regrets. And you just really want to enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want people to experience. If you're yeah. having a problem with anxiety, if it's limiting the things you do, that's kind of when you look for help, when it changes your day-to-day routine. As a therapist, that's what we look at with yeah. mental illness, because you can open that big book of mental illness and you'll find something in yourself on every page.
Sure.
But when those things become a factor that controls the way you're living, then it's time to do something.
Mm-hmm.
So if people are struggling, if they're afraid, if they're not doing things that they want to do because there's anxiety in the way, there are some really significant things you can do to change that and take control again.
And if they lose their physical capabilities, that, I'm sure that applies to it too. I remember a New Year's Day issue of Parade magazine, the Sunday newspaper supplement, and the cover story was How to Be Happy. And they listed 100 ways to be happy. Number one, take care of yourself.
Absolutely.
With bad health, happiness is almost impossible. And our friend Karen Russell has said it many times, number one key to take care of yourself, keep moving as much as possible.
Absolutely.
It staves off the ravages of aging.
Absolutely. And we teach people all the time how to do different things, even from standing up from a chair. You know, there's little things. I was saying it to a woman the other day, nose over toes, get to the edge of the chair, nose over toes, and push with your legs.
Yeah.
Because that core and your hip flexors, those are the big areas that you need to make sure are strong. If we mm-hmm. lose muscular support in those areas, it makes us more wobbly, makes us more prone to a fall. So even just taking a walk. And we talk about that. Exercise doesn't mean you have to go to the gym and lift 400 pounds.
Yeah.
Take a walk around the block. Do a few different things. Drink more water. You know, there's all kinds of things we can start with.
Sure. Speaking of toes, I told Karen last week, I just hope to someday again see my feet. So that's why I'm going to the Y every morning. Chris Knack, thank you so much for joining us. How can people contact you at Home Care Assistance?
We are always available, client or not. We want to be a benefit and a source of support for the community. Mm-hmm. So our telephone number is 928-771-0105. And we're available all the time.
And your talk Thursday at Las Fuentes, I assume, is open to the public?
Yes, sir.
And that's what time Thursday?
12 to 1.
At Las Fuentes. Thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. Feel free to stop by any time and keep us up to date on what's going on.
Thank
we appreciate
you so
very much your coming by. That's Chris Knack, Director of Community Relations and Certified Geriatric Care Manager at Home Care Assistance. He'll be speaking Thursday at Las Fuentes on behalf of our friend Debbie Stewart, Senior Connection. Stay tuned. It's time for a look at local and state news and weather. And then we'll talk with Trish from the Yarnell Days. That's coming up very, very soon. She'll be calling in at about 2:40 on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley, and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world, KQNA.com.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162.09, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Indulge your senses with delicious fun Mother's Day weekend at the Prescott Fine Art and Wine Festival on the square in beautiful downtown Prescott. Starting at 10 a.m. each day, feast your eyes on over 160 artists' works, then relax and savor award-winning local wines in the Arizona Wine Garden and Marketplace. The Prescott Fine Art and Wine Festival, May 11th and 12th, presented by Mountain Artists Guild and Cellar 433, is the largest showcase of fine art and wine in northern Arizona. For more information, visit cellar433.com.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
My legs don't feel heavy anymore.
The swelling is gone.
I'm not tired. I have so much more energy.
You can eliminate unhealthy varicose veins and their cause at Northern Arizona Vein Center. If varicose veins are limiting your lifestyle, many insurance companies, including Medicare, may cover new minimally invasive treatments. Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 20 years of vascular surgical experience. Call 445-VEIN or log on to nazveincenter.com to schedule an appointment.
Hi, I'm DJ Phone. You ever wonder why so many lottery jackpots are won by groups of coworkers? Well, group play gives you the most chances of winning, but not everyone has access to a group. Well, now you do. There's a lottery service here in Arizona called PowerPick. They've been pooling people together since 1995. You know, you can't win if you don't play, and PowerPick makes it easy to play. They do all the work. You just click a button. No trips to the store, no standing in line, just more tickets, more wins, and your best odds of winning. PowerPick even has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Best of all, you can try PowerPick's lottery service for free. Just go to EZPooling.com and click on Free Lottery Pool. That's the letters EZPooling.com. PowerPick Players Club.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
It's coming up on 2 minutes after 2. Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday the 6th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. Titanic, the artifact exhibition, is coming to Odyssey in the desert in Scottsdale this week.
The exhibit opens May 8th and is scheduled to be there into the spring of 2020. Curator Alexandra Klingelhofer says,
"We take you on board the ship and through recovered artifacts, tell you the story of what happened to people on board.
You'll also learn about the iceberg warnings and the passengers. The exhibit features over 130 Titanic artifacts." Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
The Arizona Diamondbacks open a 3-game series in Tampa Bay against the Devil Rays with 4 o'clock starts today and tomorrow, preempting Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Wednesday's game is a 10 a.m. start. Mostly sunny, very breezy, blowing in a 40% chance for showers tomorrow through Thursday, a late night low near 42 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Warming to a mostly sunny 69 today, a partly sunny 62 tomorrow, 66 Wednesday and Thursday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a windy, partly sunny high today near 81, chilling to a partly cloudy overnight low near 48, a 40 to 50% chance for showers tomorrow through Thursday, highs near 72 tomorrow, 75 Wednesday and Thursday. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Steve Ryan, librarian at Prescott Public Library. Teens looking for leadership experience are invited to participate in the Toastmasters Youth Leadership Program at Prescott Public Library. Participants will gain valuable speaking and leadership skills to last a lifetime. The courses are presented by trained Toastmasters facilitators and are free for teens ages 13 to 18. Register online at prescottlibrary.info at the youth desk or call 928-777-1537 for more information.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we're awaiting a call from Trish Edwards with the Yarnell Days Festival. It's coming up very, very soon. A lot of good entertainment, great food and drink coming your way for Yarnell Days. It is the annual event, and it's been going on for how many years now? She has it here. Boy, that is the 50th, my goodness, the 50th Mountaintop Festival for Yarnell Days, and Trish Edwards will be calling in any second now for that, we hope. Hey, this Saturday, Arizona's Hometown Radio Group joins forces with the U.S. Postal Service to help stamp out hunger in Yavapai County, as all of our radio personalities will be on hand at our area Safeway stores from 10 to 1 to help solicit your non-perishable food items to help stock our county food pantries and our school kitchens to help families feed the needy families in our area. I will be at the Safeway on Willow Creek Road. I believe that's Trish calling right now. I believe that phone ringing just might be Trish Edwards. How you doing, Trish?
Hi, you're right on spot.
You called at the perfect time. It's great to hear your voice, because tell us all about Yarnell Days coming up.
Well, where would you like me to start?
Oh, you've got so, I'm telling you, I'm looking at your flyers here. It may take an hour to go through it, but you can start any place you like.
Okay. Well, it is May 18th, and we start with the pancake breakfast at 7 o'clock in the morning in front of the Yarnell Fire Administration Building. And vendors open about 9 o'clock to 4 o'clock. We have arts and crafts vendors. I strongly recommend bringing cash, because they don't all do credit and debit.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have food vendors as well. And, of course, our restaurants are open. And, let's see, we have a kids zone. But the highlight of our event is the parade, which starts immediately at 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
On Highway 89, about mile marker 277, and goes to mile marker 278. So saying that, we have street closures and traffic changes, so our residents in the surrounding area, your Prescott area up there as well, need to be aware. If they're coming through Highway 89 through Yarnell on May 18th, be aware that there will be traffic changes.
And with those traffic changes, that can kind of work out for the better, because this is an event where you want to get out of your car and walk around a little bit and just take your time and get soaked into the atmosphere, correct?
Correct. And what I find amazing is every year there's a car club going from the valley up to Prescott, one club or another, and they kind of get stuck at the end of our parade, so it kind of adds to it. And everybody gets very excited, and I, of course, take full credit for that additional entry.
Now, you've also got your Grand Marshal, Dolan Ellis. You've got your Grand Duchess, Barbara Kelso. You've been involved with the Yarnell Days for how many years now?
Since 2013.
And this is truly a family fun event, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We have a kids zone that we set up for a couple hours, and the first 30 kids that are participating this year will have a hot dog.
Hey, there you go. You've also got a beer garden and grill for mom and dad. That's always fun. You're going to have a children's program at the library. You're going to have a 50-50 raffle. How about the entertainment? You've lined up quite an entertainment bill this year, haven't you?
I think so, but let me go back a second to the show at the library at 1 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's Wild Man Phil. He's bringing in some live animals, so I know that's a delight to, you know, children of all ages. And, yes, and Dolan Ellis is performing twice. He's our state official balladeer. So he'll tell some stories and, you know, play the guitar, you know, Western style, good old cowboy story type of, atmosphere there. And, Redneck Rock Stars will be, the major band, modern country music. And, we start with Bill Dutcher, who performs in the Prescott area and the Valley, acoustic guitarist. He's got the double neck guitar, and he's played here before, so he is awesome.
Now, I know, Trish, that you can't pull off an event like this because it costs money to do it. You've got some sponsors. I know you'd love to mention some Yarnell area sponsors who do make this possible. Feel free to mention them for us.
Well, they're sometimes beyond our immediate area as well. So APS is one of our big sponsors. A Quality Water, they work hand in hand with our Yarnell Water Improvement Association to keep our water flowing. Mon Ranches is, you know, quite widespread throughout our state. Wickenburg Pump and Supply. Yarnell Emporium, it's one of our shops that are consistently open 7 days a week. And Arizona AirNet, they bring us our AirNet. They're also doing free Wi-Fi throughout the main highway here the day of the event.
Mm-hmm.
Wickenburg Hospitals and Clinics, Pioneer Title out of Wickenburg, Ward Realty, and your Lamb Chevrolet up there in Prescott is also one of our sponsors.
Thank you, Ed Walsh at Lamb Chevrolet. He's one of our friends, too, of course.
Yeah.
You've also had a lot of in-kind donations from people like Brian Lathrop from Costco, Chuck Tidy, Dollar General, Dwayne Grooms, Ed Williams, Fry's Food and Drug, so many of them. So you've really got the entire area pitching in to help this. And with this is the 50th one, right? The 50th Yarnell Days?
Correct, yes. We're very excited about it.
And let me ask you this. You know, a lot of people around the state, because of the horrible fire that happened back in 2013, how is Yarnell still in a recovery phase, or have you pretty well put all of that behind you and looked forward to the future?
You know, that's a hard question to answer.
Yeah.
The recovery group is still working on the Yarnell Hill Fire Memorial Park, and parts of it will be accessible. It's more of a memorial. It's not a park trail kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Our Arizona State Parks and Trails has, however, done the Granite Mountain Hot Trail that's a couple miles south of us.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we are always going to be involved. Always, you know, aware and in memory of that event and the loss of lives associated with it. But the citizens, you know, we're moving on. They've built the homes. The area is attracting so much attention right now as far as property. And it's just a beautiful area. We've got that year-round perfect temperature.
Mm-hmm.
Our motto is where the desert breeze meets the mountain air.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell us about your antique and gift stores.
Well, the Yarnell Emporium is one, like I said, they're open 7 days a week. On the north end of town, we have Days of Vintage. In the center of town, we have Penny Lane, Blue Adobe, I think I said that right. Painted Lizard is in the center of town. Everybody's got different hours, so it's kind of iffy. It always helps to look them up and give them a call mm-hmm. if you're coming up and want to make a day of it. We've got the family diner. Then there's the, you know, the famous Ranch House restaurant up now, there. It serves breakfast and lunch.
Now, Trish, this is your, I believe, your sixth one, correct?
I think so. I'm losing track. Yeah.
Now, let me, and I always ask organizers of such festivals the same question. Compared to your very first one, how is this one easier or more difficult?
It's different every year. It's huge now compared to what it was when I started it in 2013. And that was right before the fire. And then 2014 was really big because it was after the fire. Mm-hmm. And our parade included a lot of our volunteer, you know, on the ground folks that were here helping us to rebuild. So I think that started a huge momentum for us.
Yeah.
And it does. It changes every year. The permits, the little rules and laws I have to follow change. Mm-hmm. So, keeping up with it.
You know, I always ask the organizers, when did you start planning this event? And they often answer the very day after the previous one. Is that true for you, too?
Pretty much. You know, there's the organizing to put it back in the box, and then about August you start looking for your entertainment again.
Uh-huh.
For this year, what I'm going to do is I'm looking for a villa in Italy. If anybody wants to provide one, I'm going away for the entire year, so they can't call and ask me questions.
Well, who would take over planning for the 51st Yarnell Days if you're in Italy in a villa?
We don't know, but this is my last year doing it.
Oh, well, someone has to take over. You got to put an ad in Craigslist for that and see if anybody bites.
You think that'll work?
Well, it's a good start. Well, we appreciate everything you've done for the town of Yarnell to get all the interest going for that. Tell us once again the date and time of the event.
It is May 18th, Highway 89, mile marker 278. And the activities start at 7 in the morning, and the beer garden is open until 7 o'clock at night.
And do you have a web page with information people can check out at Yarnell Days?
Let me see if I can remember it. It's WeaverMountainsChamber.com is the website, and if you do the search for Yarnell Days, you'll find some information there.
And that is Trish Edwards for Yarnell Days. We thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Have a great day and enjoy that villa in Italy.
Oh, yeah. Get any givers there, let me know. Thank you very much for inviting us on.
You bet. Have a great time. Bye-bye. That's Trish Edwards from Yarnell Days. Hey, stay tuned. I've got some great movie news coming your way about the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. They have some very special events coming up. That's coming up next on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at KQ&A.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
You'll know it when you find it. You're away place that can be as far as the horizon or as close as this afternoon. And it's more affordable than you might think in an RV. This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV. See how affordable finding your away place can be during our 22nd anniversary community open house and RV show going on now through Monday. With special manufacturer discounts and factory incentives, this is our biggest event of the year with the absolute best pricing of the year. This RV show includes a huge variety of vendors, food, entertainment, activities, seminars, and an interactive display showcasing the RV lifestyle. We're also giving away over $4,500 of valuable prizes, including an RV rental worth over $1,500. Every Affinity RV is priced to sell, so don't sign the bottom line until you shop our 22nd anniversary community open house and RV show going on now through Monday at both our Prescott and Prescott Valley locations. Go to AffinityRV.com for all the exciting details. Discover how affordable it can be to find your away place, Willow Creek Road, Prescott, and Highway 69, Prescott Valley.
Thank you.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, tonight at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley, it's the return of Musical Mondays with Oklahoma starring Shirley Jones and Gordon McRae on the big screen, just the way it was meant to be seen, just the way our parents saw it, for only $5 at 7 p.m. Many years ago, I was moonlighting as a server at the Buca di Beppo Italian restaurant near the Hollywood Hills. We had a reservation in the Pope's room, the center banquet room, for Shirley Jones for her husband Marty Ingalls' birthday party. Now, a few of us old folks might remember Marty Ingalls from his days as an actor and a stand-up comic and from an old TV show called I'm Dickens, He's Fenster with him and John Astin. In those days, Marty had a great big black handlebar mustache, so we went around the Pope's room attaching big black mustaches to all the Pope's pictures, even to the bust of the Pope in the middle of a table. So, Shirley Jones walks in, sees the table in the Pope's room and all those mustaches, and the place looked like Augie's with all those mustaches. Well, she just burst out laughing. She was also, just by the way, a complete angel, posing with the staff and the customers for pictures, and when Marty Ingalls walked in, we were all shocked. Yeah, he still had the great big handlebar mustache, but by now, that mustache and all of his hair were snow white. And Shirley Jones, a half century after Oklahoma, was still absolutely gorgeous and charming. And among the family joining Shirley and Marty for the birthday party were Shirley's kids from her first marriage to actor Jack Cassidy, including the former teen idol Sean Cassidy, by this time in his late 40s and looking exactly like his late father, Jack Cassidy. Oklahoma, starring Shirley Jones and Gordon McRae, tonight at the Harkins 14 in, tonight, Musical Mondays at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley at 7 o'clock. It's only $5. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3 o'clock and then Diamondbacks Baseball at Tampa Bay at 4. And I will be right back here for Q&A Tuesday at 2 o'clock. Be sure to join me then. Until then, have a great day. Enjoy Diamondbacks Baseball in Tampa Bay. I'll be back with you tomorrow at 2 when I'll see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.